Okay, we're going to be learning the halachas tonight relating to Matonis Levyonim. There's surprisingly little in Shulchan Aruch, a little bit more in the Mishnah Berurah, and even more so in the contemporary poskim. But Shulchan Aruch is very short, and it's one of the mitzvahs of the day. So Megillah we have more or less covered. Baruch Hashem, all the halachas relating to the Megillah. Next mitzvah discussed the Vinzim and Tofu Shtadi Dalet is Mos Purim Le'anim, which is Matonis Le'Avyonim. And the halacha is as follows. The halacha is as follows. Simon Tofu Shtadi Dalet din Mos Purim Le'anim. Sif Aleph. Chayev kol Odom, every person is obligated, litain, to give lefochois, at least, Shtei matonois lishnei aniim. You have to give two matonois, two gifts, literally, to two aniim, to two poor people. To two aniim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch said at this stage. The Rama is going to count, is going to discuss other halachas relating to Machzah Shekel, which is a minik, which we're going to leave out for the moment. But let's just address for the moment the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah is going to address the following points of Katan Aleph. Kol Adam, Bein Ish Uvein Isha. Says the Mishnah Berurah that you know it's obligated, Bein Ish, whether it's a man, Uvein Isha, whether it's a woman. So now, of course, leads us straight into the first topic, which I'd like to discuss. Is the, how does a woman, so we understand a woman is obligated in the mitzvahs hayoim. Okay, so we understand Megillah, it's quite straightforward how a woman is going to fulfill her obligation of Megillah. She goes and she listens to the Megillah. With regards to Matonis Levyonim, it gets a little bit more sticky. Because really, halachically speaking, the money that she takes from her wallet, whether she admits it or not, is really, It's really ours. It's really Masha Konsa Isha Konabailo Konsa Bailo. That whatever the husband, whatever the woman has got, really halachically speaking, it actually belongs to the husband. So it's true that there is ways of making a woman can make a Kenyan. You could allow her to make her own Kenyan and thereby possessing her own money. You could do such a thing. But is that how we're going to be fulfilling them? It's how is a woman going to fulfill her obligation Matonis Levyonim? If she just takes £10 out of a wallet, assuming she's got a wallet, that is, and she gives £10 to Matonis Levyonim, that doesn't necessarily mean that she has fulfilled her mitzvah obligation Matonis Levyonim, because if it's my money and she's putting it in the Matonis Levyonim box, if it's my money and she's doing it, it's still my mitzvah. So how does a woman, does that make sense? She's just a shliach then, but she's listening to my money. So how does a woman fulfill the mitzvah of Matonis Levyonim? Ever thought of that? You could have assumed that, no, you could have said she's not obligated. And if I do it, it's fair enough. But that's what we're seeing in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Adam, Bein Ish Uvein Isha. A woman is also obligated. She's obligated in Megillah. She's obligated to Matonis Levyonim. So how did she fulfill that Matonis Levyonim? How did she do it? Oh, very good. Any other suggestions? We're going to get to that in a minute. That the husband does it on her behalf. What do you think about that? Any suggestions?
If the husband does it on her behalf, then he's really doing it. How does it connect to her mitzvah?
How does it work for her?
How does it work if he's doing it on her behalf?
Good.
He's doubling up himself.
Yeah. How does that work? So there is various approaches in the Achronim. Reb Shlomo Zalman is, I think, what most people fulfill. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that exactly what you're suggesting. A husband can, if he knows about it, he can actually, besides giving his matonis levyonim, he can also give for his wife. He can give for his wife. Now, it's just an awareness, because Reb Shlomo Zalman then addressed the question. He says, do you actually physically need to make a kinyan for her? She lifted up and said, this now is a £10 that really is mine, but I'm being now acquiring it on my wife's behalf. And now this £10 that I'm holding now, this Matonis Levyonim, this is on her behalf. Do you need to do that? So Reb Shlomo Zalman goes a step further and he says, you don't actually need to do that. You don't need to actually make a kinyan for her. Isn't that interesting? Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you can fulfill the mitzvah if it's still halachically speaking, it's your money. But if you are giving £10 on her behalf, specifically designated for her, you're fulfilling her mitzvah. She's fulfilling her mitzvah. So you really are not really, it's just an awareness. You don't have to make a kenyan for her. But if you're aware that these additional matones livonim is for her, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. He does, however, say an interesting point. Do you think that the wife needs to be aware of it or not? She needs to be aware of it or not? Yeah, that's what he says. He says you don't need to make a kenyan. She doesn't have to give it herself, but she needs to be aware that you're giving the money for her. That's what Abishalom Zalman says. So again, that is clear that a woman is obligated in matonis levyonim. Abishalom Zalman says she doesn't have to make an own acquisition of money. She doesn't have to halachically own the money. She doesn't have to actually give physically the £10 into matonis levyonim box. Abishalom Zalman says she can fulfill the mitzvah if he does it on her behalf. Abishalom Zalman says that not only he can do it on her behalf, he doesn't actually make a kenyan. He can just give it for her. The only condition being she needs to be aware of it. Yeah.
So she needs to be aware of it before he gives it.
That's a good question. He doesn't actually address that. It's just she needs to be aware of it. I wonder, what do you think? What do you think?
I think he ought to make her aware beforehand.
Yeah, I would have thought, ideally, definitely beforehand. Yeah, I would have thought so. Rabbi Nissen Karelitz is a bit more machmir. And Rabbi Nissen Karelitz doesn't agree to that approach. Rabbi Nissen Karelitz says, no, it doesn't work. It's not her money. If it's not her money, she can't fulfill the mitzvah. Makes sense as well. He says, if it's not her money, she can't fulfill the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, no, give her £10. Tell her not to spend on shoes. That's not going to get very far with £10, I suppose. But tell her, don't spend on it. Just use that for Matanis Levyonim. And she has to acquire the money and then fulfill the mitzvah with that money physically. This is Karelitz's approach. But I don't think that's what most people do. I think most people will just fulfill the mitzvah on the wife's behalf. I think that's what most people do. I think that's what Zalman, I think, suggests.
You can't do it as a family?
You could do it as follows. We're going to see soon how much money you need to give Matanis Levyonim. And you'll be surprised how little it is. So you could really give one amount, which includes enough for you, for your wife, and for your children, and then together give it all joint. That would work, as long as they know you're doing it for them. Yeah, good point. We'll soon get to the how much. How much you think you need for, let's ask at this point, how much do you think you need to give for Matanis Levyonim?
Small
Suda, how much is that?
Chicken, whatever.
Yeah, how much? How much is that?
8-9 pounds.
8-9 pounds? Matanis Levyonim per person, how much do you suggest?
5 pounds. 5 pounds?
A tenner? Yeah? 10 pounds?
I do it differently. But
how do you do it? You give?
No, I just give it verbally and I tell you.
Yeah, very good. The truth is, this is ideal because we don't know. We're going to see that.
You don't know that.
100%. Yeah, definitely. So, but the way it works, he is working as a gabbat stocker. He is going to be obligated.
Yeah.
He's going to gabbat stocker. So he's actually, you're fulfilling the mitzvah by giving it to him.
Yeah.
He's your shliach.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, so you have to make sure to give him the right amount as well. Because he's, right, of course, right. So we're going to be discussing how much is that figure that you need to give him on the behalf of the aniyim. Yes.
So just going back to what you said before, so say she's the only breadwinner, she's working and the husband's in collar or whatever.
Yeah.
Everything she earns
There is ways. That's the default position. There is ways, and she can earn money as well, and she can possess money as well. She can. But the default position, if nothing is done, then it just actually belongs to him. Now, I don't want to go into that discussion, which is a very interesting discussion, of the fact that he has got a list like that of obligation towards her. Which is the obligation that we all, you know, by the ksuva, that we are all obligated to give her. And this is a whole list like that. She has to be very comfortable, and she has to have everything she needs. It's a whole long list we have to ensure that she gets. But her, she doesn't have to be the breadwinner. The ksuva obligates us to be the breadwinners. But once she does work, if she does work, for whatever reason it may be, then the money actually goes to him, and he has got obligation towards her.
And also inheritance.
Yes, that's a discussion on its own. Yeah. So, but that's an interesting, because the ksuva does make sure that she has got everything she needs. But the ksuva does, yeah, she has, she's, is really looking after her more than after us, yeah. But it just enables us to give them what they need. Okay, right. Okay, now the Mishneh Berurah continues. Afilu ha'oni ha'mefanes min ha'tzedakah, says the Mishneh Berurah, even an oni himself. Says the Mishneh Berurah, "Das kamo achroinim shetzorich loses mimashen osnu loy." Unlike tzedakah, matones levyonim. If a person is really poor himself and he gets matones levyonim himself, says the Mishneh Berurah over here, he needs to give matones levyonim further. There's always going to be somebody poorer than him. So an oni doesn't need to give ma'aser, but matones levyonim he will have to give. That's what Mishneh Berurah says. It's a chiddush. Matones levyonim is a different type of tzedakah. I should have maybe introduced that concept initially. That although we have always an obligation to give tzedakah, but on Purim, there's a time-bound mitzvah of matanis levyonim, which is a bit different. The halachas are different on Purim. The tzedakah that we need to give on Purim is slightly different. And one of the differences is, what we touched on now, that an oni doesn't have to give tzedakah generally. On a mid-year, he doesn't have to give tzedakah if he can't afford it. But matanis levyonim will have to give. Interesting. Sif cotton base in Mishneh Berurah. You can't. You can't, and we'll get to that shortly, actually. We'll get to that point in Mitzvah Hashem. Sif cotton base. Later in Fochais. The Mishneh Berurah is going to address over here how much do you actually need to give to the Oni? How much do you need to give? Says the Mishneh Berurah, Later in Fochais. V'rashai liten maichel amois. Really? If you want to give matanis levyonim, you don't actually need to give money. You can actually fulfill the mitzvah by giving. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Michael, food on ma'ois. This is an interesting discussion as to whether nowadays as well you'd fulfill the money, the mitzvah, by giving food as well. But nowadays I don't think it's you wouldn't be really able to fulfill the mitzvah like that. But the Mishneh Berurah says in theory you could. Now says the Mishneh Berurah, V'loi matzosiv ko'eis kamo yeshir matonois. Mishneh Berurah says in the name of Primogodim, how much? I don't know, I'm not sure. How much do you actually need to give to fill the mitzvah? Uvichidusha ritva kosa. He brings from the ritva. Afilu shtei prutois, the shove pruta choshev matona. Avaloi befochois. He says it needs to be two times a shove pruta. A shove pruta is the equivalent of, I'm not sure, the most stringent opinion of a shove pruta is less than half a pound. So, you're talking about pennies, literally pennies. That's a shove pruta. This is Mishneh Berurah that the ritva says you can fulfill the mitzvah with a shove pruta. Imagine that, shove put it to one, shove put 50p and 50p. Really? You fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying in the name of the Ritva. However, come along the poskim and they say, it's hard to believe that you can fulfill the mitzvah with that figure. It's hard to believe. So they take on the approach that a putter, you could have probably purchased something with a putter. With a shove putter, you could have probably bought something, some sort of something with it. Nowadays, with 50p, you can't get anywhere. You can't even get to the pound shop with 50p. You can't get anywhere with 50p. So the general approach of many poskim, although not all, Chaim Kanevsky still believes in that. But the consensus of most poskim is that you need to give matanis levyonim has to be the bare minimum of matanis levyonim is something that he can go and buy a meal. That he can go to a shop and buy a ready meal for himself and for his family. How much is that? How much is it you buy a ready-made meal to eat? How much is that in average? Yeah, how much is it? Or let's say meaty. How much is it? 10, 15 pounds? 10, 15, is that the average? The minimum? 50, yeah, 10. Well, it's good point. Is it covering the whole family? It's a good point. Very, very good point. That itself is a bit of a discussion. If you want to be lenient, you could say just one person. Because we want to look, matanis levyonim has to be to one person, not necessarily to a family. So you could argue. So the bare minimum will be, I think, £8 is maybe pushing it. I don't think you can get away with it. That's right, because it's two people. Good point, because you have two. Mishlach manot, you only have to give to one person. Matanis levyonim, to give to two people. Could be two people without families. It could be.
Two meals for two people.
Correct.
One meal was £8.
Ah, no, it's one. That's right. You need to give two times that figure. You're right.
It says
right. It means.
It means one to eat.
Correct. Correct. That's what it means. So what it basically means. So I think that the figure that you're mentioning. I don't know if you £8 can get away. Can you buy something with it? Can you buy a meal for £8?
It's meaty, so maybe like a shawarma.
Yeah, you could probably. Yeah. How much is that? 10, about 10 pounds, right? I think we're going to go for about 10 pounds. That's a bare minimum.
Why you said the food is less convenient than money? Because nowadays, you have so much variety of food than the old days.
Because what you like might not be necessarily what I like, and what I like might not be necessarily what you like. So what you're better off, I would prefer to get money. I can see to it myself then. Yeah? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah said, that most contemporary poskim say you need to buy, you need to be enough to buy a meal. But we're going to see that the Mishnah Berurah is going to say shortly, this is the absolute bare minimum. It's not right way to fulfill the mitzvah by just giving 15 pounds matanis levyonim. It's just not right. It's just not right just to get away with 15 pounds or 20 pounds matanis levyonim. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah is going to say shortly that, let's see that inside. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says, "Imichlev sudase b'shel chaveroi yotzdei matonos." The Mishnah Berurah says, "This is a Gemara. Two Amoraim were very poor. They were so poor they couldn't afford a thing. So what they did is they swapped. He said, I give you your meal, I give you my meal, you give me my meal, and they swapped meals. That's how they fulfilled mitzvah." The Gemara says you could do that if necessary. If a person is chmon, it sounds very poor. Somebody who's really poor, and should return it to him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, also, you should try to give him something that he can benefit on Purim from it. Michael, food, or money, something you can spend on Purim. This is, by the way, something which we need to be aware of. When we give matanis levim, like you suggested, we normally give it to a Rav, or we give it to Gabbat Stoker. It's really important because they are really acting on our behalf. What happens if this Gabbat Stoker collects tons of money and he afterwards is not successful in actually delivering the money on Purim? He only gives it the next day. Have we fulfilled the mitzvah or not? Right. It's a very good question. Many poskim, now there's a bit of a question, does he act on my behalf or does he act on his behalf? What do you think? If you collect a lot, if a person collects a lot of money for a poor person, on your behalf, you have done nothing. But if that's the case, if that's the approach, by the way, many poskim take that approach, then if he fails to deliver it on Purim, nothing happened. That's right. If that's the case, we have to really ensure that the Matanos Levyonim that we give actually get delivered on Purim. Boy Beyoim becomes really an absolute ikuv of the mitzvah. When somebody collects and he doesn't say Boy Beyoim, or you're not sure he's actually going to be able to deliver the money on Purim, you have to absolutely ensure that the money, and that's the, many poskim can take that stance. Others want to say, pardon? The other side is that he's a yad oni, that he's the hand of an oni. That mahalach would work. That would mean that he's actually accepting on behalf of the oni, and therefore, if he's actually accepted the money, so it's as if it's, if you want, as a marshal, you could say it's the bank account of the oni. So the oni doesn't have to physically hold the money to have it. He's the yad, the hand of the oni, the account of the poor man, and therefore, if he gets it, it's as if the oni got it already. I'll tell you where it's very nafkamina, a big nafkamina halacha as well. I remember there was a few years ago when I was still in Yerushalayim, there was a shaila. So he got to the shaila got to the koil. What happened was it was a person who collected lots of money on lots of stocker money, and there was an Arab or whatever it may be, somebody who found out about this huge stock amount in the house, and believe it or not, he stole the whole thing. Somebody stole the stock of money. Now the question was asked: this person who was collecting all the money, he was actually a dayan, and it was a fortune. We're talking about thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars were stolen. Now the question was: is he obligated to refund that stolen money? What do you think? So, what do you think, Abayi?
He was given custody of that money. So
he's a shomer chinam. Good. So, without going into too much chosh mishpat, but he has to do to a large extent to the shaila. If he's accepted the money for the, if he's just a shliach of the, if he's a shliach of the, you tell me. If he's a shliach of the, if the oni hasn't accepted it yet, then that's it. Shliach has accepted, so it just lost. people didn't fulfill the mitzvah, but it's not, the oni doesn't deserve anything. He hasn't got the right. However, if it's considered a yard of an oni, so he's got already the money already, and I was stolen. So it could be dinu shmirah. Yeah, that's right. Okay. The question is as to whether he got something for it or not. Right. Okay. I'm just bringing enough kamina of this two approaches. But you're quite right. The halacha, we're all very makbid and we're careful to ensure that the money actually gets delivered on. What about a voucher? What about a check? If you give a voucher, £50, £100 check or voucher, and it's not, what happened? What do you think? He can't use on Purim. What do you think? It's considered money. Considered money. Not sure. Right. Poskim, the many poskim are lenient when it comes to that, because the simcha of somebody getting, if somebody gets a voucher or a check, the simcha is the same. It doesn't actually. It's something which he can actually use. It's something we can actually. It's true that he may not be able to go to the shop with it, but he can put it into his bank account. It's not. He doesn't have to go and start and selling it and see. It's not a whole business transaction. It's got real value. It's worth this check of £100 is undoubtedly worth £100. So therefore, the many poskim are lean. Although there is a minority poskim who are machmen, they say ideally should try to give cash. Yeah. Absolutely true. He doesn't have to spend it. We'll get to that later, see if. Yes, that's right. Yes.
That's the case, that it's not necessarily the fact that you need to use it to spend it on Purim. Are you allowed to have a post-it?
Why can't he use it on Purim?
He can.
Post-it, the check is actually machlokes ha-poskim. But with regards to the check, you can. You know, you may not have time on Purim, but you can. Is there an important shaila, before we move on to Sifkot and Gimel, is there an inyan, that's really, really crucial, that shaila, is there an inyan of Aniyei Ircho? We know about Stokas, Aniyei Ircho. We have an Akadima to give to Yidin in Edgware, without going into the shaila, if whole London is considered Ircho or Edgware, is its own independent island, without going into that shaila, but certainly there's a concept that Aniyei Ircho Kodmim, we have to give aniyim of where we live comes before other aniyim, right? I mean, if there's poor people suffering in other areas, aniyei ircho kodmim. So without defining that, Edgware, London, or whatever, does this concept apply also? We know it applies for Tztoker. Does it also apply for Matanis Lev Yoinim? Or if there's aniyim in other cities, maybe we have to see to them just as much. Equally. What do you think? Aniyei Ircho or not Aniyei Ircho? Equal? Manchester Yidden just as eligible for our Matanis Lev Yoinim? No? Rav Eliashiv Paskens, that Aniyei Ircho applies also with regards to Matanis Lev Yoinim. So the main Matanis Lev Yoinim, according to Rav Eliashiv, and that's what most poskim hold, that the most Matanis Lev Yoinim, the main fulfillment of Matanis Lev Yoinim, we have to make sure that we're giving to local Yidden. So we give it to our local abonim as opposed to other areas. Yeah.
In those cases where shuls may give to other areas, other countries, or they don't need to Yerushalayim, they're wiring money over.
To Yerushalayim.
For example, they give it to Yerushalayim. How does that fit things?
Good.
In fact, in the Yerushalayim, it's a step they put. I didn't think of that, but is that a problem also?
Very good. I want to speak about that as well. Okay. Answers to two questions. First of all, there is a Chassam Sofer who is widely quoted that holds that Yerushalayim is got din of adin aniyei ircho. It's a chiddush. Nobody agrees to that. But if somebody wants to really give to Yerushalayim, that's an additional point to take. But it's not the general mahalach. We try to give to aniyei ircho literally. Now, the other question that you're suggesting, that you're asking with regards to thought of that, we have got different date in Yerushalayim. How does that work? We've got a different Purim than Yerushalayim. Is that a problem? Yes or no? Can I fulfill the mitzvah by giving Matanis Lev Yoinim that he's being given in Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim's Purim? And vice versa as well. Does that work? Yes or no? It's a different Purim. It's Purim for you. So though they are not getting it on Purim, but it's your Purim, it's a very interesting one. Yeah? Yeah? But I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah today.
Yeah, he gets it on the next day.
You said that you should keep the. But I cannot fulfill the mitzvah. If the, see, Matanis Levyonim is a mitzvah that needs to be fulfilled on Purim. I can't fulfill Matanis Levyonim today. I can't fulfill it after Purim either. So that's arguably after Purim. Okay. The poskim say that lechatchila, everybody agrees lechatchila, it's not ideal. Lechatchila, it's not ideal. Lechatchila, you should try to cause, to make simcha, to bring about simcha to an oni on your Purim. On you for him. That's definitely chatchila. As to whether b'dyevad yayoytze, that is a machlokes. But chatchila, you should try to fulfill the mitzvah in your Purim. So b'dyevad, there is a one could argue, and it has to do with the Mishnah Berurah that we saw the other day. The Mishnah Berurah says that when you say al anisim, do you remember the halacha? B'dyevad, if you say al anisim on Shushan Purim, you don't have to go back. If I say al anisim today by Maariv, I've messed up my Shemoneh Esrei. If I say al anisim on Shushan Purim, I've messed up. Why not? Because it's still Mishnah Berurah says it's still a bit of Purim. Today is a bit like Purim still. So, but yeah, it has to do with that idea that it's a bit Purim still on Shushan Purim as well. So, therefore, there is a bit of an approach to say that maybe you are fulfilling a mitzvah to some extent, but a chatchila was strictly confined, rigidly to the Aniyah Ircha, literally, very literally. Yeah. Now, I do want to says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Gimel. I do want to finish with this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says Shtei Matanos. Zeu Medina says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Gimel. This is the absolute minimum. Avol Be'emes Mutav Lahabos Matanos Levyonim Lahabos Besudosoi Uvishlu Achmanos Lereyov. Says the famous Mishnah Berurah that it's not good to just give the bare minimum of Matanos Levyonim. Give 20-30 pounds. And how much money we're spending fortunes on Matanos on Mishlu Achmanos. We're spending so much money. Look at this. I saw advertised Mishloach Achmanos for £250. £250. You know, that's one. So you know, the priority says in Mishnah Berurah that it's fine if you spend £250 on Mishloach Achmanos, but you have to multiply. I don't know how many times how much money you have to give for Matanos Levyonim. So the priorities have to be right. The priorities have to be right. So it's, pardon. Are not yet, right? That's right, what Mishnah Berurah says. Avol be'emes mutav lahabos matanos levyonim lahabos besudosoi. Also the suda, who said the suda, you have to have all these fancy things. You know, it's not, that's not the idea. B'shlach monos lereyov, she'ein simcha gdoilo, it's a loshna Rambam this. She'ein simcha gdoilo mefa'eiro lesameach lev anim yisoyim v'almonos. There is no greater simcha than to benefit and cause joy and happiness to yisoyim and almonos and poor people. V'doyim eleshchene, that's how we resemble the Ribbono shel Olam. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, lach yizruach l'shefolim, lach yizlev nitkoim. We make people who are not as fortunate as us, we make them happy and we gave them some joy. That is the main idea of Purim. And so that's really, really important. So we have to give generously Matanos Levyonim. And that says the Mishnah Berurah, Vehine, Hashtei Amonos Echlit Mishaloi Vishaloi Mishalmaisa. At your point, the basic bare minimum of Matanos Levyonim, that needs to be not for Maisa. But the rest, says the Mishnah Berurah, is selfish and moist, if you chalit it, Mishal Maes, the rest I'm giving. So, I'm just giving the bare minimum. How much do we say is the bare minimum? £10 each? So that you can't do Maesah. That you take from you. But the rest, if you're adding another generous amount, that for sure you can take Maesah money for that. Take that from your Maesah account and give generously. It's a huge mitzvah to give generously on Purim. And as it says, that kol ha'poishes yad noslim lo, we're going to see this halacha later. It's a very, very great inyan to give generously on Purim. Just to finish off with a question mark, I know we're running a bit late, but just to finish off with this, it's a question which I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah says in the bialocha over here on the side, says the following, liten lefochos, nistapakti, says the bialocha, maton le'evyonim, mahan yamanas lehachsir. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of matonis levyonim in the following way? I give you £10. Matanos Levyonim, give it back to me in 5 minutes. He says, he's not sure if he can fulfill the mitzvah that way or not. It's Mishloach Monos, Loi Mahani. With regards to Mishloach Monos, if I give you Nashloach Monos, give it back to me, please, in a minute. Then you fulfill the mitzvah, and I fulfill the mitzvah. That doesn't work. Kimitzvah Machel, Mashkish, is Mechobe Purim. That for sure doesn't work with regards to Mishloach Monos. But Matanos Levyonim, says the Mishmur, I don't know. He leads with Tzorchian. And Rabbi Sai, I do not understand this Bialocha. I've asked countless people. Adonis stands by halacha. He says, you could be, imagine that. I give somebody £10 and I say, you know, give it back to me in 5 minutes and I fulfill the mitzvah Adonis Lavionim. How can that be? And I leave this with Tzorchin. I don't know what Bialocha says, Nislapakti, I'm unsure. And I don't even start to understand what the suffix is of the Heilige Bialocha. Yeah, even if he is, but how can you fulfill the mitzvah like that?
Maybe